Hello, welcome back to part two of the podcast. I'm here with Dane and Bjorn.
Oh,
Bjorn,
fuck,
what have you brought us to eat here?
It is a delicacy in Bjornland that we call, how do you say, pizza.
Oh, yes, yes, we're familiar with the pizza.
Oh, yes.
Pizza, yes. You know what they say, it's not delivery, it's the Bjorn.
of course, the Bjorn.
It has a lot of vegetables on it. I'm
yes,
very
yes.
upset.
Where's the meat?
I thought we would have pepperoni, but...
That's all right.
I guess fuck me, then. Making Bjorn look bad. Thanks, Bjorn Becker. Would you like some?
I suppose I could perhaps partake.
Oh, good, good. Have a nice slice there, yes.
Dane is on a strict diet, usually, of...
Oh, you dropped some shit. Great. It's all over my floor. Yes.
A strict diet of imp stool.
You know, do you like it?
Mm.
The cheese is a very homemade Bjornish specialty that I made with my own Bjorn seed.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is it part goat at all? Is there any goat cheese in this?
No, this is just my semen.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yes, here. You can set it there.
Okay. You want any Bjorn?
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't like the veggies.
Tell me more about Bjorn's Day.
Oh, Bjorn's Day. So where did we leave off? So, the men shave the fur from the testicles.
Exactly,
that's my
yes.
favorite part of Bjorn's Day.
Now, how do you shave it?
Grandpapa would grab my testicles and take the knife and lightly graze it. And he'd tickle my butthole a little bit and make me laugh. Oh, Grandpapa.
Oh, Grandpapa. You know what?
Yes.
I never knew my Grandpapa, but I wish I did, just because
yes.
of hearing of this.
I'd
love it if he tickled my butthole.
He was so good at tickling the butthole,
mm-hmm.
because we Bjornish are very Catholic people. And you know, Grandpapa...
What is Catholic?
Yeah, it's a religion where, you know, that we kind of believe in a god, but it's more of a cover so that the priest can touch our buttholes.
Really?
But we love it.
You know,
we
I've never heard of this Catholicism. I believe in the dwarven rock god.
Yes, well, the rock god's kind of gay, you know?
Well, that's fair. I mean, you've never heard of it before.
You know, what's gay? A rock god or some old man touching your butthole, you know? It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're up to the goat, if I'm correct.
We are.
So the goat, it is a female goat, and it's kept in solitude its whole life.
Really?
Never around the male goat.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that it does not get pregnant from
mm-hmm.
the male goat. And
okay.
we feed our ball fur to the female goat.
Okay, what happens next?
If the female goat becomes pregnant, then it is the time of peace. Where the great Bjorn Führer, Adolf Bjornler, will come back from the dead and help us eliminate the wrath people.
Now, let me get this straight. A goat can get pregnant from eating ball hair.
Yes, yes, you do not know this.
Never.
It is the common knowledge.
Hmm.
It is we learn it in elementary. It's elementary, my dear Bjornson.
Bjornson, excellent.
Yes. Like Bjornlock Holmes, you know?
He's great. Bjornlock Holmes.
Great Bjornish detective, yes.
What were some of the cases he solved?
You know, there was a Bjornlock Holmes and the case of the missing goat.
Of course.
Bjornlock Holmes and the other case, the missing goat.
Two missing goats.
You know,
now, how did they go missing?
Spoiler alert. They both ended up wandering off.
Of course.
But he's a great detective. He found them right down the street eating some Bjornklava.
Bjornklava.
Yes.
Now, Dane, have you ever used any goats in any spells or elixir? Any part of the goats? Or do you stay away from them usually?
You see, with the goats usually... We often use goat testicles.
Yes, yes.
Really?
Best part of the goat. Holds the spirit of the goat.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, truly, Bjorn is right in this case, surprisingly. The goat testicles, they have such vigor to them.
Yes, very.
Now,
very much. Oh, please. What is it, Redbeard?
I'm curious. To full maturity, what are the size of these goat testicles?
Oh, my friend. Have you ever seen goat testicles?
I never really have. I've only bought female goats.
Look at your own.
Okay.
Then multiply them by the about. Well, I've seen yours, and my friend, you pack quite.
Mine are about the size of grapefruits. Now you're saying these are about watermelon-sized testicles.
You see,
they're
the difference
almost
between the regular goat and the Bjornish goat.
Yes, yes.
You know, like the difference between the wolf and the dire wolf, right?
Mm-mm.
Dire wolf is a much bigger. They are
of
big,
course,
furry beasts that are.
You can ride a dire wolf.
Yes,
if I'm correct.
Yes. A dwarf can ride a dire wolf.
The high elves do this.
Very
yes.
easy. The high elves are kind of faggots, but we don't
really
talk about them, yes. But the Bjornish goat is the size of a small baby dragon. You know, how you say a drake?
A drake?
Yes.
Yes, a baby dragon. Perfect.
Yes.
Going back in Bjornish history, as I told you earlier, the ancient David Bowie,
yes,
after
yes.
he found the labyrinth, he had tamed the great Bjornish goat, Björnfjörður.
Björnfjörður, of course.
He took him into battle against the Timeless One, Steve Jobs. And he said, oh, you make these mystical devices
mm-hmm.
that tell the time and let you telepathically communicate.
Yes, yes.
No, says I. David Bowie says, you're going down to ground control. And he vanished him into the labyrinth.
Was it to Major Tom?
No, Major Tom was there. As I said, he was a very high-ranking Bjornish man.
Mm-hmm.
Major Tom was there. But he was kind of in the back, you know, minding his own business. You know, people were just wanting to know what shorts he was wearing. It was very weird.
Huh. What kind of shorts was he wearing?
Shorts? I don't know. He never told. But if you listen to the
goat skin, probably.
David Bowie, he was a great musician, a great bard. You would look up to him very well.
I would love him, yes. I've heard
ground control,
many songs of his. You know,
commencing countdown, engines on, and engines, what do we call the goat testicles?
You know, we don't get many songs from the surface world down in the mines. Although we did get quite a few from a famous bard named Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Yes, he was more of a screamer than a singer, but
he made quite a few beautiful
pieces.
He sounded
pieces.
To be drunk a lot. We listened to Kurt Cobain here. We've heard him many times.
I heard he had a pretty sorrowful end.
Yes, he took a crossbow to the face, what I remember.
Oof. That's
yes.
no good.
A double barrel crossbow.
Double barrel crossbow.
If I am correct.
Yes.
Oh, yes, take some Bjornweed.
I'd love some Bjornweed. Thank
it's
you,
very
sir.
Very nice. It's a sour taste.
Oof. Now, how do you grow this?
Well, the same as any other, say like sage weed or
mm-hmm.
or hell weed.
No,
but we ferment it in the testicles of a Bjorn goat. And
of course you do.
That is what gives it its sour taste.
Yes. Now, Bjorn, I'm curious.
Yes.
You are far from your homeland. What brings you this far east
well,
to this tavern here?
Well, you see, I have many Bjornish wares. It is, as you would say, a big summer blowout. I know it sounds weird. We are in the middle of winter.
No. Please. Bjorn.
Yes.
If you track me, I don't know if your mind is capable of. But this big summer blowout. What is that? What is that?
Well, it's where we get the summer Bjornish wares. Such as Bjornite swords, the kids love them. We get the goat testicle
mm-hmm.
chess sets. Very great in the elderly. They are very strategic minded.
Now is each piece a different goat testicle?
Yes. It is a handmade goat testicle.
In no two testicles are alike. Well, maybe two could be alike, but there will never be a third like the other two.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Because it's testicles.
Well, it's the same. You know?
What is that magic you speak of there?
No, please. Bjorn, I don't know if you've noticed, but I am an apprenticed wizard. And I sometimes, my spells, they leak out of me like, have you know, the night.
Like the a night. Wet dream, like when you jizz your
yes,
pants.
Yes, wet
right?
dream. Yes. I'm surprised. Yes. Wet dream, he knows of it.
I thought you would have placed your wet dreams within each goat.
Who hasn't nutted their pants in their sleep?
Well, you know.
Or as we say, beyond their pants.
I usually nut upon a rock.
Really?
You know, dwarves usually.
Dwarves, yes.
Yes, in the yes. rocks, in the mines.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry about that. I had a little Bjorn fart right there. Oof.
Yeah, I find that offensive.
I'm so sorry. Well, I think that's it for Bjorn here. Bjorn, what's next for you?
You know, I was thinking about going on Bjornland's next, Bjornland Idol.
Bjornland Idol? What is that?
You know, it's where we go up in front of Bjorn Abdul and Simon Bjorn. And,
Randy Bjorn,
whatever
right?
The black Bjorn
it's
is.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yes, it's a no for me, Bjorn. he's known for saying this.
Yes, yes.
But I was going to sing the Bjornland anthem.
Perfect. Yes. Can you give us an example of what that sounds like?
We can end on the Bjornish anthem.
Let's do
How
it.
How is that?
That's perfect.
Let me take a drink, and we will commence the Bjornish anthem.
Of course.
Cheers to that, my good Bjorn.
Cheers.
Cheers to Bjorn.
Cheers.
To Bjorn.
To Bjorn.
To Bjorn.
Oh, Bjorn land. The land of many goats. We kill the people, but we save the goat. If you impregnate a goat, we get our Bjørner back. Oh, Adolf Bjørner, exterminate the rats. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It's a song of my country.
Thank you. Well, of course, this is Bjorn right here.
Yes.
Beautiful Bjorn. Wonderful man. And we hope to see you next week.
Maybe we will meet someday.
Again someday, right?
Yes, someday. Goodbye, right. Folk.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.